So happy to welcome to the program today, Mike Shanahan and Stacey Campbell of Maria Dross Counseling Services here in Quincy to talk about their upcoming Masquerade fundraiser. And before we get into that, I wanted to just switch over to our gallery view here and say welcome, Mike. Welcome, Stacey.
Thank you, Joe. Good to be with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Very nice to be here.
Stacey, nice to have you here for the first time, so hopefully not the last time, though.
Thank you.
Let's, before we talk about the upcoming fundraiser, which I know is exciting and very, very important, Mike, can we talk just a little bit about how Maria Dross is doing these days during the pandemic?
Yeah, well, we have survived, like many other businesses, fortunately, and we're looking forward to kind of coming through it now. It's been rough going, especially for our clients, and so we've been very busy, and even busier, I think, now than we've ever been. So it's, people, especially I think in the last 3 to 6 months, have been more coming out of the woodwork as, maybe the pandemic is winding down in some ways. Since January, people are freer about calling. And so, we've been busy throughout the pandemic, and now we actually have a kind of a waiting list, which, we've always prided ourselves on getting people in 1 to 2 weeks. And now, it's being stretched out a little because we're getting a lot of calls. So the need is clearly out there.
Mm-hmm. Are the issues different now than they were at the start of the pandemic?
Well, with mental health, mental health hangs on two poles. I always say it's either depression related or anxiety related. And so we're still seeing mostly that, but the pandemic is tied into all of that. People that have experienced job loss, death, sickness, and still at this date, folks that hadn't gotten COVID, some families are still experiencing people that get COVID. We lost one of our board members to COVID, so we felt it pretty acutely at Maria Dross as well. So yeah, a lot of what's coming in, there's COVID stories behind it, which is sad in many cases, but it creates a lot of anxiety too, especially for people that lost their jobs or, have seen a reduction in income.
Are you still fully remote there at Maria Dross? You're not back in the office yet?
Yeah, we've been basically 100% remote, and we're hoping to start coming back in kind of a hybrid model over the summer. Fortunately, as a mental health professional, I was able to get the vaccine. So I've gotten my 2 doses, and we want more staff to be fully vaccinated. But then the other part of the equation is our clients, if they feel comfortable coming back. And a few of them have asked to come back physically in the office, but I think the majority still feel safer from their home. So I think it's really going to be, 1 to 2 days in the office over the summer and the fall, and then gradually increasing in the office as people become more comfortable physically showing up for an appointment.
Have you been able to, do you think, effectively treat people remotely, or are there benefits, to both?
Well, I've always preferred meeting face-to-face because, you can read people's energy better, you're in the room with them, and the communication, I think, is enhanced. But one of the learnings for me has been to discover that you can be just as effective either over the telephone or even in a telehealth platform such as this. So, it's kind of helped me rewrite what's possible. Communication is communication. We have the skills to listen and to offer a guiding hand to people, whether it is remotely or not. But I think for most of us, we prefer to be physically present to somebody. But I think we'll continue to offer telehealth, as long as we can, because we have a lot of elderly people that come, or people for whom transportation is an issue. And now that's kind of opened up the thought of, like, hey, let's keep doing this, because especially in the wintertime, some of our clients have struggled, to come to Maria Dross because of transportation issues.
Do you anticipate the need for more counselors going forward because of an increased need for your services?
Yeah, we just brought on a new counselor who works with children, and we're excited about that. And I'm looking, always looking to find the right person to join us. And so, yeah, we really are. I mean, we're seeing a record number of people And again, the phone is kind of ringing off the hook. So we just can't really service everybody that wants to come through our doors. And we do try to make what we call our mission clients a priority. You know, the people that come who cannot afford mental health, you know, we will take those and put them at the front of the line. And then, you know, but we don't turn anybody away. So, you know, we also get people with health insurance and who can't afford it. And, you know, we welcome them as well. But our priority is always the people that need help financially.
Right, which makes this upcoming fundraiser all that much more critical. It's being called Maskerade. And Stacy, I know you've been a driving force in putting this together. So if you could tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's been quite a learning curve this year. You know that in 2020, we unfortunately did not hold our annual events, as you know, many nonprofits weren't able to do that. And switching over to the remote, you know, virtual event platforms. So we are excited to have it. You know, each year, Joe, our event is pretty much, you know, we come together. It's really like a celebration for us, celebrating our good work that we are so proud, you know, to accomplish each year. And, you know, like Mike said, we are busier than ever. We had, you know, close to 5,000 client sessions in 2020 alone. So everybody is working hard, but the event is coming up in two weeks. We are really excited to have some, you know, Boston celebrities on board with us supporting our mission. And some board members and committee are really working hard along with you folks at QATV helping us pull this off. So we're really, really excited. And we have a staff member who will perform, and she's amazing. And we're really excited to see her in action.
Now, typically, it's your fashion show, right? You have a runway and models, mm-hmm. and the couture of the day and everything. So how did you come up with this new plan?
Yeah, well, that was going to be difficult to pull off 400 people, you know, each year that do come to see us. So we just tried to brainstorm some ideas, and our good friend David Joseph, who's been with us for a couple of fashion shows before supporting us, transitioned his designer business of wedding and dressmaking into just starting out supplying and designing face masks for frontline workers. And it just took off. So he and his husband just devoted and turned over the business. And we got in touch with him and came up with the idea. And we thought it would be great. And we're going to have a little bit of a demonstration on how to, you know, mask up with your, you know, speaking with your eyes, or how to, you know, talk with your eyes. It's a little fun. So, so we're really excited. And it happened to be that David knows Lenny Clark, and Lenny knows Ayla Brown, and David, they all know each other, and they all just wanted to come together and support. So it's going to be a really good time. We're really looking forward to it.
It is April 29th, and I'm going to show folks the details here. Will you explain, if you could please, exactly how it all works and how folks can participate in it?
Yes, they can. There's the link there at the bottom, bidpal.net/MDCS2021. You can just go to that link. It brings you right to the sign-up page, and you can purchase some tickets and some raffle tickets. We are having two live raffle drawings for cash prizes. So that's going to be a little bit of fun there. And we're going to start about a little bit before 6 o'clock. We're going to have some pre-show time while we do get set up. And our therapist, Megan Earle, will perform with her guitarist, John. So there'll be some entertainment going on before while we set up. And we're going to hope to kick off right at 6 o'clock. We have extended it till about 7:30 because we do have some good things happening. So we hope that folks will take the hour and a half to spend with us and see, you know, what we have going on. And we're going to have some pre-records as well. But for the most part, we're going to have some musical entertainment throughout and at the end. So the tickets are $100. They support our mission of providing the much needed care that people that come to us in our local communities. So we're looking forward to it. We hope that people come along and buy a ticket.
Yeah. Is there a deadline, Stacey, for when they need to purchase those?
I believe you can still buy the ticket day of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
the raffle tickets will close the day before.
That was my next question. Okay.
That will close the day before. We've been sending out some news blasts on that, but you can purchase your ticket until the day of.
Okay. And again, this is a totally virtual event. And I, as you mentioned, we're helping here at QATV as well. Folks will be able to watch it here through our virtual means and social media as well. So we're happy to do that for you for sure.
Thank you.
Lenny will be live. Is that right?
Yes. So there will be some live segments. There are a few pre-records, but Lenny will be live. So he will be doing his famed skits, for about 15 minutes, but he will be present along with David and Ayla throughout the time. So Ayla will MC the event, Ayla Brown, and David and Lenny, all three of them together will be, on and off live throughout the whole 90 minutes.
Okay, fun. So, the nice thing is there's no limit, right, to the number of people who can participate because of the virtuality of it.
Right. And, we have the opportunity here for anyone across the country, whoever, friends and family that don't get to see us or come in person to log on and spend some time with us. We would really love it.
Sure. I think the whole thing was just done so Mike wouldn't have to get up on the runway and... That's what I think, Mike.
That's right. You got it, Joe. You got my number.
Yeah.
That's what I figured. Yeah. Mike, how important is this particular event to Maria Drost, especially this year?
Well, it's more important than ever, Joe. We last year we weren't able to have our fashion show because the timing of quarantine, which happened maybe that third week, I think, when the governor said, shelter in place kind of thing. Came like a month before the fashion show. So we were gearing up for it and getting ready. And then it was like, we can't have it. So we just didn't have it. And it didn't allow us any time really to recover and put something up like we're doing now. In fact, we were hoping at the time, when we all went home, we said, well, maybe we'll be back in 2 weeks or a month, and we just had no idea then that it would even be carrying on as long as it has now. So sort of go from having no fashion show, we lost a lot of money that way. Funds that come in didn't come in. And fortunately, we were able to get a PPP loan and that has helped. And people have been very generous to us, and our holiday appeal folks were more generous than ever. And so I'm just grateful to Stacy and Michelle Stenberg and Donna Kelbel from our board. The three of them have been putting this together and working closely with QATV. And we're just grateful to have something that's brand new. We've never done a televised event. This is new territory for us, and we're all pretty excited about it. So just grateful to all the support that we're getting and help.
Yeah. Did Maria Drost benefit at all from the latest federal rescue plan, the American Rescue Plan?
Well, we got the PPP loan, as I said, and I don't think we qualified for anything else. We've certainly looked for any avenue that we can, and that one helped us tremendously. So I think that's, besides that and the fees we're collecting as well as the donations that come in, I think, we're getting through it, and we will survive. So we'll keep our doors open, thank goodness,
Do you have a goal in mind for this particular event coming up?
Well, we were hoping to raise over $100,000. And so, if we can hit that or exceed it, that would be awesome. We mm-hmm. feel right. It costs us $120 per session to have a client session, a 60-minute session with our clients. And, we average about $20 collected. People are able to give what they can, some very little, others can give a little more. And so we feel we need to usually make up that $100 in order to pay our bills. And so that's kind of how we figure what we're going to owe, to keep the doors open. And so we're that $100,000 figure is a good mark for us to hit just in terms of kind of what we feel we need moving forward.
Yeah, it's a good reminder for folks. Maria Drost is a certified registered nonprofit, 501c3 corporation, so donations are tax deductible, certainly. Are you still looking for sponsors for this particular event?
Yeah, well, Stacy's been doing a wonderful job coordinating that as well, and we have many sponsors, and I think they are listed on the website. Is mm-hmm. that right, Stacy?
They are listed on the event page right now. We'll transfer those over to our website, but we've been fortunate to have a number of our continuing sponsors that come to us every year and some new sponsors we were able to connect with, so that's always exciting. So we are still, hoping that people will support, and we have a number of sponsorship levels that are listed and available and opportunities. So please spread the word, and we would love the support.
Sure. Are you reaching out on social media at all, Stacy?
Yeah, we do have a Facebook page and, all the other social media platforms. So we have been posting on that. We've been, also email blasts a lot through our constant contact email. And we're hoping, people spread it that way. Lots of family and friends have been really sharing this. So we've been really excited to see the ticket sales. It's very promising, and we're hoping for that 2-week push. So it will come fast.
Yeah.
And we are dedicating this event in memory of our board member that we did lose, Steve DeRoche. So the night will be dedicated to him, and his daughter will be speaking a little bit about his commitment to MDCS and his love for the agency over the years. So that's going to be a very nice segment that we're going to have.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I was going to ask, actually, if there's going to be a tribute. And Mike, will you be addressing that evening at all?
Yes, I think they've included a couple of minutes for the executive director to give his great
speech.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Only two. You'll be on the clock, Mike. Anything else you think we should let folks know about right now?
Just go online, and in the information's also on our website at mariadrosscounseling.com. So that pops right up when you go onto the website, an easy find. And we did, it is in the Quincy Sun also this week for 2 weeks. So the information will be there as well. So we hope people will come on. We have some surprises and some great entertainment. And it will be very different. So we're really excited.
And we're very thankful for everybody that participates in our event, because it just validates the work that we do. Mental health is done behind closed doors. There's HIPAA regulations. We can't be touting the work we do, and it's hard for people to share. Who wants to talk about their depression or anxiety? So to have the validation of our sponsors and all the people that donate to us really means a lot, and it really enlivens us. So this is a big celebration for us this time of year, because we see the support of the community and these other companies and people that are sponsoring us and supporting us. So I just thank you in advance for all of your generosity, everybody.
Yeah. I think we could all use a little celebrating right now, for sure. And this would be a great way to hopefully kick off what'll be a brighter year ahead, sure. I want to thank the both of you. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and learn a little bit about Masquerade and about Maria Drost. And I wish you a successful event.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
We look forward to the event will be in the QATV studio, so we'll be right there on your home turf.
Yes, you'll be okay. One of the first live events we've had since the outbreak of the pandemic. So great way to hopefully get back to brighter times. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's for sure. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye, Joe.